Allama Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, he says, when a disbeliever like Abu Lahab, who has been explicitly condemned in Surah Lahab, was rewarded. How was he rewarded? In that every Monday, which coincides with the day of the birth of Rasulullah, he receives water, relief from his finger. Due to freeing his slave girl Thuwaiba with that very same finger, when she gave him news that his nephew, our Prophet ﷺ, was born, Allama Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayhi says, then what will be the reward of a Muslim who celebrates the birth of the noble Prophet alayhi salam? Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal will reward him by entering him into the gardens of peace by his immense mercy. So we've been told by the scholars that you celebrate Milad, Jannah will be for you. Paradise will be for you. Allah Ta'ala through his mercy will enter you into paradise. So when Rabi'ul Awwal comes around every year, we should be excited, we should rejoice, we should try and partake wholeheartedly in gatherings conducted to celebrate the Mawlid of the Prophet ﷺ. May Allah Ta'ala grant us tawfiq in this regard.